Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
I'm Braden.
And I'm Zell.
Got the OG2 here.
OG2?
What do we call ourselves? The majority shareholders.
The majority shareholders, the true cosmic channelers. Yours truly.
This is Cosmic Channels number 50. A milestone that, one, we never thought we would hit with ATT, and two, I never ever thought we would hit with Cosmic Channels.
No chance. Anytime you start a show, you're like, oh man, I hope to get 10. If we get 10, I'd be happy with 10. And
just so you know, if you know, we're gonna be a little today. We've first 50, we're easy on you. If we get a hint of the dream, any dreams coming out, Dream Police coming out. The lights are on, they're ready. They're ready to pull you over and just end the call. So be prepared for that.
The police are always circling.
And same thing as last week, you know, if we get a little over 7:30 and you know, we get into a little bit of Cosmic Channels Dark. If you call in with a story that's subpar and it runs past 7:30, you might see yourself getting roasted, but we'll see what happens.
If we go into overtime on Cosmic Channels, the show changes real quick.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Real quick.
Fuck you, call us. Well, you better have a fucking good story if it's after 7:30, if you're keeping us for overtime.
And on this episode of Cosmic Channels, from 50 onwards, maybe not every episode, but from here and there, we're going to bring on a new segment called What's in the Box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What the fuck's in
the box? So beside me, I have a mic box. And inside this mic box, there's an item. No hints will be given. But in order to, because we, if you've been listening to ATT, we did an episode on remote viewing. We tried it when we went to Austin. We did not bad, actually, surprisingly. So I'm going to tell you that Meteor Studios, Meteor Sound Studio, is in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. I want you to, throughout this episode, project your mind into my studio, telepathically fight the studio demon, try and peer through the box, and when you call, at the end of the call, we're going to ask you, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
So, without any further ado, let's bring on our first caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys, it's Free Will and Seth Cornelli again.
Oh, welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
So I got Lady Free Will next to me.
I was going to say, I could have swore the person on the line was a lady before.
I was like, maybe is that some weird-ass frequency going on, but yeah. I thought so too.
Anyways, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I was testing your guys' skills. You're on point.
Perfect.
Right. You guys remember the whole happenings in our house from last time?
Yep, I do.
All right. Well, she's right here if you want to ask her, answer any questions.
Hello there.
All right. So I believe on when we were talking about it, you said you would feel something or experience something, or you knew something was up. Can you explain how you how you come to that?
I can't really explain how.
Or what the feeling is, like what comes.
That I do. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like an energy type feeling. You know how like you feel anxiety, like you get like heart palpitations and you kind of feel like some kind of internal dread. It's kind of like that, but it's not necessarily internal dread. It's more focused on things. And then I don't see like full apparitions or anything, but I see like outlines and sometimes shadows.
And are you fully awake?
Yes.
And you, just to be clear, you're not laying in bed. You're not, you haven't just awoken from a slumber.
No.
So you're just you feel a presence or an energy. Like you just feel something and it like pulls you to think a certain way.
Right. I feel something there and not every time, but sometimes when I look, I see things too.
So what do you think you...
It can be during the day. Like it's not like in the dark or anything.
Right. So it's almost like, do you think like, because you're not the only person who said this before, like there's a... Perhaps like you're seeing maybe through the veil, like into a different dimension or like into a different reality. What do you think it is?
I don't know that it's into the veil or into a different reality, because I feel like, so I've experimented with, what's it called when you like try to walk in? I can't remember what it's called, but you try to like walk into... like the middle dimension, like when you're trying to go to sleep. Like, yeah, astral projection.
Sorry. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I've experimented with that. But I feel like that's a little bit different, like when you're talking about different planes than, or like different
right
places. Like I feel like it's here, right. If that makes sense.
Right, so it's like a skill.
Like it's not on a separate plane.
Is it something you've like worked at?
No, it's been around since I was little. I think it's probably something that I've suppressed a lot. When I was younger, I probably saw it more realistically than anything. I had a lot of quote unquote imaginary friends. And I've talked to a couple friends, like in middle school. At least one friend I've talked to in middle school, I kind of like vaguely asked her about something that was like imaginary friend related. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. I'm pretty sure that was not an imaginary friend and it was a ghost.
Are you just curious? Are you like a creative person, painter, artist, anything like that?
So I'm a lawyer, but I do a lot of sketching. I play piano and I like to sing.
I would consider that a creative person.
I've always kind of wondered if, you know, people who are more creative and have a more vivid imagination are more susceptible. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I think you got
it. To these kind of experiences, just because maybe you're more in tune to, you know, Akashic records or just... wherever that creative process drives from, and that opens some sort of door for this kind of activity.
I could see that. Yeah, my best friend at the time, the one that I reached back out to vaguely, she was into art. She did a lot of art back then.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, some people do say like a more creative mind, something that thinks more abstractly. can be more susceptible to remote viewing, astral projection, that kind of stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Now, while we have you on the line, we've got this new game called What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
So if you can clear your mind, try and project your consciousness into the studio, hear through this mic box I have beside me. And the first thing that comes to mind, tell me what you see, what's in the box.
Zell, I think you should open the box and you should just hold the item in your hand.
Hold it in my hand?
Yeah, off camera, obviously.
Okay, I'm going off camera.
And just so everyone knows, this is so serious because we're looking for people with certain set of abilities that Zell refuses to tell me what's in the box in fear that I might punk him with someone, which is a fair enough.
It's fair. All right, so I have the in my hand underneath the desk. I'm holding it. I'm going to project this object into the ether and see if you can receive it.
I'm going to go with it's a slinky. I don't really know, though.
You're feeling slinky.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if you're close or not, but I can tell you you're incorrect.
Yeah. I like that. I can't tell you if you're close or not, but I can tell you you're dead fucking wrong.
Well, then I'm definitely not close. Can my husband tell you what he thought it was?
Yeah, put
of
him
course,
on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a dick.
I am holding my dick underneath the table right now.
In the box.
In the box. My dick's in the box.
It's a good guess. We all know Zell's a woodworker. He's more than capable of drilling a quarter inch hole.
Quarter inch. Generous, man. Generous.
Hey, thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, that was awesome. You're both dead wrong though, but
yeah, absolutely dead wrong. You
that's fine. Don't quit your day jobs.
You're not clairvoyant and you're not good at remote viewing.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Duly noted.
Have a good night. Bye.
I love this What's in the Box game.
What's in the box? All right. First call down, just like that. Second call up. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Holy shit. Hey.
Holy shit.
I'm on.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, this is Elijah Luna from Houston, Texas.
Oh, from Houston, right on.
I love
Houston.
You get a shout out to Purple Wizard.
What was
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Braden. I love to get a shout out to Purple Wizard.
Purple Wizards! Woo! Greatest band of all time.
Holy, I can't believe I made it through.
Please tell us you have a story.
Yes, I got a story. Yes, I'm just so excited. I'm here drinking a beer.
Cheers.
You know. Fuck yeah, cheers. Oh, hold on. Just 1 second before you tell us your story, before I forget.
Yes, sir.
Hey, big cheers to Andrew Strid. Just donated to the show. Big 50 on the chat there. Hey, thanks, Andrew. This drink's for you. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Hold on. Let me unscrew my shit real quick.
All right. Well, yeah. Quick cheers there.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Cheers, Andrew.
Wow. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys. Holy shit. My first episode I listened to, I was at work, and I was just listening to Spotify. All of a sudden, an ad came on. I was like, holy shit. You know, like I want to listen to these guys. I listened to it. I think my first episode was like 180, one something, like the Prince Edward Island episode.
Oh yeah, right on.
Oh yeah, is that the old
that
fucking
made me laugh my ass
sinkhole
off. Yeah,
or
I
whatever.
Laughed my ass off for
it. Awesome, man. Well, hey, we appreciate the support.
Sorry, what did you say, Braden?
Oh, I said that's the we know the one, the P, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's good.
We're on the same page.
It was the one where he had an extra toenail on the tip of his dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like Bill Brasky.
Yeah, it was that episode. That made me laugh my ass off.
Bill Brasky. All right, brother. Let us know what you got.
All right, so the warehouse I work at, I work at a warehouse. I work through a staffing company. And they placed me at this warehouse. You know, I never thought too much about it. You know, the place I worked at, you know, they speak nothing but Spanish. So this one Saturday, you know, like, you know, I'm working overtime. I'm working a Saturday. And, you know, like the warehouse is about to close because they don't have anyone to come in for Saturday night. so we're all closing the warehouse and everything. They're all speaking in Spanish. They're all saying, oh, Diablo, this and that. You know, you hear those boxes. You know, they're all speaking in Spanish. I can only pick up on so much. But I know exactly what they're talking about. I know, like, oh,
yo,
yeah,
if I hear if I hear Dios mío or El Diablo in, like, the same sentence, I'm out of there.
Peace.
That's all I know.
No. I mean, I couldn't leave. You know, it was clock out. Shift change was at 10:30, but you can't leave until 11. So I'm like, oh, I gotta have to stay. I have to listen to all this. I can barely understand what you're saying, but I have to stay because I want to make that money.
Yep.
And so, you know, I didn't believe him. Like, oh, they're probably just making up stories. Yeah, you know, there's boxes here, there's boxes there. Eventually, yeah, the noise is going to be made. You know, when all the machines are shut down, eventually, yeah, you're going to hear some noises. And so, you know, anyways, like, I don't care. Like, maybe a month goes by, a month and a half. You know, I get asked, like, hey, Elijah, do you want to work a 12-hour shift? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to work a 12-hour shift. I like, you know, money, you know, I need the money. So anyways, you know, that comes. It's about a month and a half later. You know, I'm working a 12-hour shift. Shift change comes. You know, everybody's clocking out, they're leaving. I'm like, hey, and you know, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Yeah, I'm just going to relax for like 2 minutes. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to go back to the machine. You know, so there's three warehouses. There's the supply warehouse, there's the main warehouse, and then there's the other warehouse, the third warehouse. So, you know, first, you know, like, there's only four of us there. There's the mechanic. There's five of us, four of us. You know, there's the mechanic, the one who works on the machine, you know, like three other women, and then me. We're all in the same warehouse. My machine breaks down. You know, so I get put back in the third warehouse. And, you know, I'm working on it. And, you know, there's machines all around us. And I'm just, like, thinking about the idea. You know, I'm just like, no, this place ain't haunted. And, you know, I'm working on my machine. I'm doing this and that because the machine's moving slow. So I got time to do extra things, you know, like work on this. While at the same time, when this piece of plastic pops out, I can do this to it. And then go back to what I'm working on. Or just let it build up, and, you know, because I'm so good at what I'm doing. And so I'm doing that. And I look up, you know, like I'm not too much worried about it. But there's a machine on the left of me. There's a machine on the right of me. And in the front of me, there's a pallet, you know. And, you know, I'm just doing my thing. And I see like a shadow figure like move from the machine on the left of me to the middle of the pallet, behind the pallet. I'm like, oh, I'm not worried about it, whatever.
Listen, I'd be fucking worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too worried. I mean, yeah, I was worried about it. But then again, I'm working so hard shit. Like, no, I'm just tired. And, you know, right. That's all your imagination. You're just tired.
Did you say tired?
Back to the machine on the left. Yes, I was tired. I'm working a 12-hour shift. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Yeah, you know, it's about 2 in the morning. It was actually right before the time change got... The time got changed back. It was fall back time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Spring forward, fall back. You know, like, so the time change, like, went back. So it was, like, 2 in the morning. Like, oh, yeah, that's whatever. I'm not worried about it. And I keep doing my thing. I see the same thing that apparition or that shadow kept moving back and forth, you know, like between the pallet and the machine right next to me on the, you know, the left side of me. I'm like, whatever, I'm not worried about it. I'm just seeing things. I'm really tired. I'm hungry. You know, I want to go home. You know, I want to listen to more of you guys. I want to go home and listen to more of you guys.
You're thinking it's just mind tricks at this point. Yeah. Like you're just tired, hungry, end of shift, just seeing shit. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was just mind tricks. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're good, Elijah. Don't worry about it. And so anyways, we kept going back and forth like that. Like I'm looking up, like I seen something move. I look up. I'm the only one in this part of the warehouse. You know, I'm the only one in this warehouse with all the machines going around. They have like, I don't know, 27 machines in like the three different warehouses. I'm the only one in this warehouse. You know, I'm like, whatever. And all of a sudden, I see that shadow figure it goes between, you know, the machine right next to me to behind the pallet in front of me. And then it goes to behind the machine on the right of me. I'm like, whatever, you're just seeing things. You're tired, you're hungry. It's time to go home. You know, like, whatever. So I keep my head down, and then I look. I see this shadow figure walk on the machine on the right of me, like, you know, like it was just passing by me. I saw it in my peripheral, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, oh, you're just tripping. And all of a sudden, you know, like, it's like, I hear, like, behind me in my right ear, Elijah. And I look, like, it was a woman's voice. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, I didn't say holy shit, but in my mind, I look, like, there's no one there. So I went back to do what I was doing. All of a sudden, I see a shadow figure, you know, in my peripheral, walk on the other side of the machine that's left of me, just run by or just, like, float by. And then I ended up telling the forklift operator about it, like, a couple weeks later. I was like, hey, I actually do believe you now. This place is haunted. And he's like, yeah, I know it is.
I've been telling you.
Every time I pass between the warehouses. Uh-huh.
So, he's been telling you. Is there any reason, do you think that, like, what do you think? Why is that area haunted? Is there any like talk amongst the employees about why or what reason? Was there a employee death or something? Like, what is there any consensus to what's going on other than El Diablo?
I don't know. I mean, Diablo obviously means ghost in Spanish, but no, I didn't ask him. I never asked him. I thought, like, oh, they're all just joking around. Like, it's mainly women, you know, like, it's like 10 to 1. When it comes to 10 women, there's one man, you know? So like, oh, they're all just joking around. They're just so afraid, you know, like they're just making jokes. So like, I don't like,
and just, I don't just, think, just you know, so we're, like, I never thought just about so we're it. Clear because I had a Google Translate because I didn't want to put my foot in my mouth, but Diablo means devil.
Devil.
Not
yeah,
ghosts.
It means devil, but like in the concept that they were using, because we got Mexicans, we got Honduras, we got El Salvadorians, we got this and that. Like, they all speak Spanish. In the break room, I'm just sitting up by myself, just eating my fucking, you know, eating my ribs or, you know, like my sandwich or my tuna, and you know they're just all fucking blabbling on this and that, and I'm just like, you know, I can pick up on some things that they're saying. But, you know, in the context that they were using Diablo, they meant like ghost, you know what I mean? Or like maybe like a devil, but
some type of entity.
In my sense, you know, I thought it was, you know, in my sense, like, oh, yeah, it's a ghost. You know, they're saying Diablo. You're like, oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is if you're hearing Dios mío and Diablo in your warehouse, I would wear a cross to work. No big deal.
Just in case.
That's what I would do.
Just in case.
Yeah, no. I mean, growing up, my mother, she took me to church, me and my brothers, you know, I don't talk to them anymore, but you know, like, my father, on the other hand, you know, like, he never took me to church, never actually liked talking about, you know, God or this or that. So I never never went to church. I don't have a cross around my house, you know, my apartment, you know, just it's whatever, you know,
it's whatever. All right, brother. Hey, we got,
you know, I mean, it's,
I got to ask you a question though. We're at the end at the time of this call, so you have a El Diablo Roman in your workplace. Is what we're thinking here. Something's haunted. Something's Roman. But more importantly, I want
there is. But by the way, now that's at the end of the call, thanks for answering. I'm gonna go back to your YouTube live. You know, one more thing. I gotta tell you guys. You know that song, Maester Daniel.
Maester Daniel.
Okay. I've been thinking about it. That song, Mr. Crowley,
yep,
by Ozzy. You could literally just play Crowley with Daniel, and it would be the same shit.
Hey, listen. I'm not going to sit here and have you accuse the Purple Wizards of ripping off Ozzy Osbourne, okay, buddy? All right, hang up on this guy. There's no chance the Purple Wizards ever. They're not plagiarists. That's an original song, and they didn't steal it from anybody, okay, buddy? All right?
I knew it.
You're steaming.
I knew it the whole time.
Look at this guy. This guy looks like a cherry tomato over here. You accuse him of this shit. But just before we let you go, I want you.
I was saying, y'all could replace it.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
That was original.
Of course, it was original.
Yeah, but Braden, it was good talking to you. Hey, by the way, have you ever thought of getting a face tat? Because that blue shirt you're wearing, like, and that new haircut, yeah, you need a face tat, man.
All right, man. We gotta go.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call.
All right, brother.
All right, bye.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye.
Adios.
I couldn't get what's in the boxing.
Yeah, if we start yelling what's in the box at you, that's the cue, baby. Tell us what's in the box.
Hey, some people are talkers, man. It's hard to get in there. It's all good.
Hey, it's all good.
It's all good. All right, let's bring another caller on.
Wait. Before you take that call, we got another donation. This drink is from Christopher Marino. What's up, buddy? Thank you for these. Topping up the beer coffers there for Meteor Studios. Cheers, brother. And this is not water. I am breaking all the laws with the claws.
The claws. Supporting Cosmic Channels one beer at a time. We appreciate it.
Cheers.
All right. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Mm-hmm. Loud and clear.
Awesome.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Let's go with Fanboy 420.
Oh, shit. All right.
Nice. In
this guy likes weed.
Central Virginia.
Exactly. Virginia.
It's true. Obviously. Also known as West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Mount Mama.
All right. What do you got for us?
Good evening, guys. Tonight, I bring to you the Ariel Burton Laser Plasma Hologram.
It's a mouthful. That sounds awesome.
So, yeah. So, you know, like Charlie Red Star and all of the other like orb or bright lights that we see dancing in the sky and strange patterns. There's a lot of cases that we've seen like this. So I think this Ariel Burton Laser Plasma Hologram pretty much checks every single box for what could be how to explain it. And so if you take like all these phenomena, there's these features and characteristics about them that makes them extraordinary, that really kind of blows our mind. Like, you know, how can it move so fast without breaking the sound barrier? And how can it be out in the sky like that and just appear and disappear? And
right.
So the way that this, and I can send you a little video that explains to you within a few seconds exactly what I'm talking about.
It's called the Ariel
company in Japan.
Ariel Burton.
Ariel, yep, laser plasma hologram.
Okay.
And I could be saying that wrong, but I'm looking at it as the A.B. laser, but it explains it in the video.
Okay.
So the way this works is it beams an infrared laser to create an ionization of the air molecules, which causes them to turn into plasma. So basically what I'm suggesting is that a lot of these sightings that we're seeing are from somebody who's got the money or got the power to set up a massive rig of this and just do a little dance in the sky. And the way that it works, or the way that I'm saying that it sort of explains off the extreme variables, is because if you were to move the laser in a direction to create that plasma, the plasma ball or plasmatic air isn't moving, so it's not breaking the sound barrier. What instead is happening is that there is like a trace of plasma that would form. So there wouldn't be any sound related to the speed of which we're seeing it. You know, it's not really moving, it's just very fast. The next space of air is turning into plasma. Does that make sense?
Right. So plasma being the fourth state of matter, right? So someone has, you're saying this is like a powerful laser, because plasma is like ultra heated, right? That's pretty much what it is. So someone could have a powerful laser, and it, as you move it across the sky, this object is not necessarily breaking sound barrier. It's just, plasma is just being generated wherever you point the laser.
Right, exactly. And you know, it might be a little more complicated. This might be like a satellite that's receiving part of the signal
right.
or something. So also it explains the weird dances that they do, because if you look at any kind of life, it, or any kind of conscious entity, it tries to be energy efficient. And what we're seeing looks more like a routine or a military operation, or, you know, just something that's done in practice, but not to necessarily accomplish any kind of goal. They're just like up there, they're fusing as one, separating. And even in this short video that I'll just like send it to you in email or on Facebook or something, you can see them demonstrating some of the stuff that some of the people that I've called you guys have reported, like the sparkling lights, or, you know, again, like the fusing and the re-separating of multiple lights, and then the dance patterns and whatnot. But so, yeah, you know, I just think that there's something going on here. A friend of a friend once suggested that he'd heard something. I overheard a conversation in the Pentagon talking about trying to make social impacts on people, you know, sort of like a psyop using sort of holograms. And I think this should kind of fit that bill. Not to say that that ever actually happened. That's just something that I heard.
Right.
Probably not relevant at all. But still, if you look at this laser, it just...
I have no doubt looking at this thing that maybe perhaps in certain areas that this could account for some weird sightings that people are seeing. However, my counterpoint to that is there's just too many. There's too many spread out all over the world for this to account for 100% of what people are seeing and what, you know... Then we're getting into this thing of like, oh, well, does every city have one of these? Because if you go to MUFON, I mean, there's hundreds of reports from just about every city over the world about strange lights in the sky. So anything that can't be, you know, categorized by like a misidentified plane or satellite, weather balloon, Venus and Gatorade, anything like that is now this laser. I'm going to say that maybe we could account some of that to this particular laser, but
yeah,
again, I don't know what the cost of it is. Well, I don't know the pricing is, but to say that like this is a majority, this could be a majority of them, I doubt that. But I'm gonna say, you know, yeah, yeah. Like it could be some of the ones that we're seeing and some of the ones that are unknown that I've seen.
Well, what about
where
this?
They spread and stuff.
What about this? So yeah, so I mean, humans are pretty good at recreating, you know, events of nature, just on very small scale. But you know what? We have a giant ball of plasma, the sun, and it has solar wind, which interacts with our magnetic field. And that is, you know, that's like plasma, right? It's like the physical wave of plasma through the magnetosphere or whatever. So maybe just the energy, maybe you don't need a built laser by humans. Maybe some of these things that people see, which I totally agree with, is we have northern lights as some type of like plasma phenomenon, but maybe there's others
that
are just not quite identified yet.
Or well known or known at all.
Yeah, because the amount of energy from the sun would like be all over the world. Let's say like you had these rare phenomenons and people identify them as UFOs.
Well, there's absolutely
ball
lightning. You know, that's definitely one occurrence that you could say for sure is a possibility for like what people are seeing. That's just a natural occurrence. I mean, also, Braden, I am just saying that this is only a few specific types of occurrences, ones that specifically fit this exact bill of looking like a bright orbish light with no particular shape and making no sound moving that fast. I also am not using this as an example to explain off any sort of art. From a broad spectrum of UFO sightings. I definitely think that there are a lot of other cases that are going on that have absolutely nothing to do with this as far as like extra or extraordinary aerial or, you know, aquatic phenomena. Not to explain off any of that. Just those like Charlie Red Star / like bright lights.
Some of you know what though? I'm taking a little bit of offense to you besmirching Canada's
good old Charlie Red Star though, right?
I would prefer if you left Charlie Red Star out of your mouth here as an American. All right. You have no business talking about Charlie Red Star. He's a goddamn Canadian hero, and we're not going to have any of it on this show. Okay, buddy?
I'm just reading I'm on the website, though, Ariel Burton thing. It is a true 3D display using laser plasma technology. By using our device, you can create 3D images in the air. Yep. That's their mission statement. And the product statement, that's fucking cool.
We got one question for you. That question:
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
So if you've been,
what?
If you haven't been watching the live stream, you're just calling in without listening ahead of time.
I've been watching part of it. I saw someone comment about a dildo in a box. But
it was not in fact
in the box.
Well, I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
I want you to close your eyes. I want you to project your consciousness into Kelowna, BC, to Meteor Sound Studio. And I want you to identify what's in the box. So whatever first thing comes to mind, don't think about it too much. If you get a picture, let us know what you think. What is it? What's in the box?
Could it clear my mind? Could it be there? Give me a second.
No, take your time.
Empty my mind.
Empty it. Your mind is an empty rice bowl. Black and meaningless.
Is it... Is it a toy?
I cannot tell you.
Like a...
More specific.
Like a little metal airplane figurine or something like that.
You, my good sir, are incorrect. That is not what's in the box. But thanks for the call. That's actually, please send us some videos on that, because that's actually, I mean, that's really cool technology, if nothing else, right? Super cool.
Yeah. Well, I hope somebody figures it out.
Hell yeah.
Because
me too. I want to fucking know what's in it.
No one's going to know what's in the box.
He is psychic. As Zell, I should get a box for you to guess, because you're apparently the one.
Don't you try and turn around this what's in the box on me.
Yeah.
I'm the box master over here.
Yeah.
I'm not doing no guessing.
All right. Cheers, buddy. Thanks for
the one that got it, man. You're the two for two. All right, guys.
All right.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, thanks for the call. Bye.
You are the remote viewing master. Because of your skill set is why we're doing this. We're looking for the best of the best remote viewers.
The best of the best sir.
Listen, we have an interview coming up with a couple documentary filmmakers, and we told them that we're doing this experiment. And they're like, if someone gets it, will you forward their name onto us? We're like, yes, we will.
All right, let's bring another caller on to Cosmic Channels. Hello, you're live.
Oh, what's up, man? I got on.
You're on.
All right. Yeah, that's awesome. I've listened to you guys for like a few months. And I was like, man, did they do a live show? The first you guys did. I was like, yeah, what if I get on telling my story?
Boom, you're on, man. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Josh and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Woo!
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. So this is a story I tell people. Like, I like to think I haven't had a lot of paranormal stuff happen to me, but it's like I have. When I think about it, it's like it's a lot, and it's all very personal. So it's like this one story. This happened when I was I was a sophomore in high school, and I had kind of a ghost stalker, all right, in my house. And so, like what? My house.
Hold on. Did you say ghost talker or ghost stalker?
A ghost stalker.
Oh fuck. Nope.
Yeah. So maybe somebody can help me identify what was going on. Well, I tell people this story who was in the prayer and they're like, I don't know. They know no clue. But it happened like one day. It's all of a sudden. Like my house, I live in my house, of course, all my life. Like I've had paranormal experience in the house. Like weird stuff happened. But it's like, it's undeniably paranormal. But this is like the most, like, kind of in my face that has ever been. And it's like one time I came home from school, and so I was the only person at home. My sister had dance practice, my mom and my dad, they worked together, so they're not there. I just me by myself. And so I'm on the computer, you know, playing video games, whatever. And then it's like all of a sudden, you know, I get like a feeling in my stomach. It's like somebody tell you some bad news, you know? And it's just like, I was like, man, what's that? And it's like, I got up and I walked from the den where the computer was to like the bathroom. And it's like, all of a sudden, man, it's like in the little threshold there between like the three rooms and the bathroom and my sister's room and my room, like kind of like three-way split. Right in that threshold, it's like this smell. And it was like a very sweet, like cinnamon apple-y smell. And it caught me off guard because of how potent it was. But then, like, when I stepped back to smell it, because it was like, you smell like, what's that? And you step back and it's gone. Like, there's nothing there at all. And so I'm like, wow, that was weird. You know, so I go to the bathroom, whatever, come back, go sit back down at the computer. Think nothing of it, really. And then it's like, I get the feeling again. And then I'm like, man, what's going on? You know, like, I've been at home by myself hundreds, thousands of times, never had this feeling before. I get up and the smell is like, it's in like a different threshold, like going to our dining room. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Like, this is very weird. And like, so this happens a lot while I'm by myself, and, you know, it happens over the course of a few days. And then it's like, I'm like, all right, I come home again. I say, I'm not going to sit in the den anymore. I'm going to go to my room and play on a computer. So I go to my room, play on a computer, whatever. And so it's like, again, I get the feeling, you know, like somebody's like watching me or something. And I'm just like, bro, what is this going on? So I leave my room, and right at the threshold of my room is that smell again. And it hits you like that, and then it's gone. And it's like, you don't smell this thing anywhere in the house. And so I'm looking around, like, my mom has like these automatic air fresheners. So I'm going up to the bookshelf, taking down air fresheners, smelling it. I'm going to like my sister's room. Like, I'm finding every bottle of lotion she has, I'm smelling it on my hand. Like, you know, every little body perfume she has, I'm spraying it, smelling it. Like, there's gotta be something that they spill something or something going on where I'm picking up the smell. And it's like, it's nothing, man. I can't smell anything in her room that resembles that smell. I go to my mom's room. I go to every bottle of perfume she has. I'm like spraying and smelling. I can't find anything even remotely resembling that, right? And so I'm in my mom's room. I'm leaving. And right as I leave the threshold of her room, there's the smell right there on the threshold, just like that, and it's gone. And that weirded me out, like, to no end. So I go to my room. I close the door for the rest of the day. I'm like, I don't go out and leave my room until my parents are home, you know? And so one night...
How old's your house? How old's your house that you're living in?
Our house is actually new. Like, it was built a year before I was born, a year or two before I was born. It was a trailer. So it was like, it was built, and then my parents bought like a year after it was built or whatever. And like the land... Now, we stay in a place... I don't want to like dox it, but it's like, we stay where they used to hold Germans during World War II. And it's like, there's actually a very famous place that was like a POW camp. And it was like right across the street from where we stay, like not too far. And I took a tour of that place before when I was in kindergarten. And the basement to that place weirded me out. Like, the basement to that place, absolutely weird. I don't know what all went down there. I'm not sure at all, but I know like that place weirded me out. But like, I've never had, growing up prior to this experience, I've had one paranormal experience, you know, in my house that was very, very unnerving.
Before we go to another story, because we try and limit to one per caller.
I'm not going into that.
What exactly, like, what was the smell exactly? Like, detail?
It was like a crisp, like an apple cinnamon, like, type smell. Like, I mean, imagine, like, it's funny. Imagine, like, a fresh baked apple pie, kind of, right? But it was, like,
it kind of gives me shivers that you said that, because when you said apple cinnamon, I've had a couple people tell me about experiences where they smell this, like, an apple pie sensation. So as soon as you said apple cinnamon, like, my hairs kind of stood up. And now that you're saying apple pie, I'm like, man, I was like, weird. I've heard from a couple other people who have had paranormal experiences where they get this like overwhelming smell of apple pie. I don't know why. But it, you know, it give me chills and goose pimples. Just that you said that, because I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to tell this guy about this apple pie thing. And then you just said it.
Weird.
Yeah, man. So like the door comes to your head. I'm almost done with it. So like one night I had a dream, and in my dream, I was like in school, whatever. And then it's like, I saw like this woman. I've never seen her before in my life. It was like this woman with like red hair and green eyes, like, who's this? Never seen her. And I remember, like, in my dream, she was telling me, as long as I'm with you, you never have to worry about anything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I know it's a dream, and I'm trying to get out of my dream out of the way. Like, I blink a few times, and I'm out of my dream. And it's like, when I do it, and I'm getting out, my room is, like, saturated in that smell. Like, just absolutely saturated. And I get up, and I run out of my room quick. I leave. And then it's like, the last night this happened, I just came back from eating. And so everybody's asleep. It's like 12 at midnight. And so I can't sleep for some reason. I'm totally wired for whatever reason, can't sleep. And I'm doing like weird stuff. I'm turning on the TV, turn off the TV. I'm totally like up. And so it's like, I said, man, I'm just going to go to sleep. I got school. I got to do this like presentation, whatever. So I lay down, and while I'm laying down, like, I get a feeling of like dread, like, and I'm just like, what's this? And so I raise up out of my bed, and I can smell that smell over me. And then it's like, as I'm going down, the smell is like going down with me, getting stronger and stronger. And so I put the covers over my head. I'm like, oh, Lord, geez, I don't want this to happen. And so I feel a tug at my covers. And I like kind of, I'm like, I'm tripping. This is not happening. It's not real. And so the covers start to leave my hand. And then it's like, I've got my eyes closed, and I open them up, and I look at the foot of my bed, and my covers are raising up onto the wall like somebody's about to pop the covers. And I scream. I said, no. And I snatch the covers, and I run to the light. I turn it on, and there's nobody there. Like, nobody in my room. There's one way in my room, no way out. So I leave my room to go to my sister's room.
Hey.
My sister. Huh?
I'm going to try to reassure you a little bit here. There's no way, if you're smelling that sweet, sweet apple pie, does this demon or ghost or whatever mean you any harm? You know what I mean? Like, it's some sweet old granny ghost.
Right? Granny ghost.
You know what I mean? She's probably trying to shake out your duvet to fluff it up. Right? And you were just using chat. Right? She was probably trying to tuck you in as snug as a bug in a rug. And you had a little meltdown because you're little, right?
Meantime, like, she's a demon from hell.
There's no sulfur. There's no, right? You know, it's sweet apple pie.
Or maybe it's a lure. You lure him in with some sweet apple pie and then fucking suck his soul.
No.
That could happen.
Yeah, for real. Like, the bad way. Not the good way.
Not the good way. The terrible way. Hey, man, we got to take some more callers, but we appreciate that. We got to try and limit around 10 minutes or so per story. But before we let you go, if you haven't been watching live stream, we've been doing this game called What's in the Box?
What's in the Box? We're trying to find someone with a particular set of skills. And that set of skills is being able to mentally project yourself into Zell's studio and tell us what the fuck is in that box.
Got the box right here. I'm in Kelowna, BC, Canada, Earth. Hone in on Meteor Studios and tell me what's in. Close your eyes, clear your mind, and try. And the first picture that comes to your mind, let us know what's in the box.
What's in the box? I want to say it's something. It's black. I want to say it's black. It's something to do with a microphone. Not a pop filter. Like a microphone holder.
Well, I mean, we said it's in a microphone box at the start of this episode, but you are incorrect, good sir. It is not what's in the box.
Okay. All right.
It's a good try, though.
I still can't believe no one's guessed Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
All right, brother. Yeah, we appreciate the call. That was thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Later.
Take care, man. Have a good night. Bye. Oh, the sirens almost came out. They're coming out.
I was hearing keywords. I heard dream. I heard sleep. I heard bed. Duvet.
Shadow.
Shadow. I mean, I was hearing them round around the block. I heard tires squealing.
They were there. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi. Hey, guys. I got a sweet alien story for you guys.
A sweet? Oh, fuck yeah. Mm. What's your name? Yeah, where are you calling from?
Oh, my name's Ridge. I'm near McGuire, Air Force Base.
From where, sorry?
It's in New Jersey, near Wrightstown.
Okay, New Jersey. Gotcha.
Yeah, dirty Jersey.
All right, lay it on us.
All right, so the cool thing about this story is that it's actually documented in a book called The Adriason Legacy by Raymond Palmer. My mom was actually the person that was friends with the woman who was basically documented in this book. And it's a Peeping Tom story, so it's really creepy.
Oh, no. Peeping Tom alien?
All right, so... Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty crazy. So basically, my mom was hanging out with her friend Becky. This was in Hayes, Virginia, 94. And she was just having some coffee. My dad and Rick, I think it was Becky's like boyfriend or husband, went out to the store. And my mom and Becky were sitting there drinking coffee, you know, talking, whatever. And my mom, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just started to freeze and stare at the door. So Becky said basically my mom's eyes kind of like grew bigger than quarters, and she stared and stared, and she started freaking out like, Becky, what is that? What is that? So my mom basically saw this weird looking alien guy. The book says Dark Dage, but my mom always said that if she took like a big box of, you know, color pencils or crayons, she could never really like pinpoint the color of this creature that she saw, and its head moved kind of like a cartoon character, and it stared at her. So that basically happened, and my mom starts freaking out, obviously. Becky goes outside to check on everything, and so basically after that had happened, my father and Rick came back, and they joked about it, but my mom would never go anywhere in that house anymore by herself. Made sure all the lights were on if she was, and she's always, you know, with somebody. It's the craziest thing. She said the eyes were pretty big, and it seemed soulless. And the way it moved its head, like she said, it was like a cartoon character. I can't explain it, but it was wild when I heard the story.
So just the way it looked at her, could she like get an idea of the height, or not really?
If I remember her telling me the story correctly, I know the door. She said it was like near the middle. So if you think about, I guess, an average door, I don't know the height. So it's about like, halfway, maybe like, a little bit lower.
Okay, yeah, average door is around 6 foot six. So yeah, that put it right around the short gray height, you know, like a three and a half foot little creature.
Yeah.
That's
and
wild.
The crazy part about it is she said the way it moved its head was like a cartoon character. So I can imagine maybe like...
Now, are we talking like cartoon character, like The Simpsons, or like Canadian versions in South Canadians in South Park with their head is cut in half?
No, I think she said something like it kind of reminded her of like Looney Tunes when they stretch their head, where their neck almost seems like they don't have any bone structure at all. So that's what really kind of freaked me out when I heard that story.
And I just have to ask, your mom ever dabble in any, you know, the wacky tobacco or the, you know, the magic mushrooms?
Well, yeah, I know she's done stuff like that, but she was actually pregnant with me at the time. So I hope not.
So stone sober.
Stone sober.
Yeah, my brother was like real young.
Okay, all right. Wow. All right. That's really true. You always have to ask because people will listen back to this and be like, shoot a comment, be like, well, I bet she was high. No one asked.
That's fine.
So it's like, just
knowing
curious,
my mom,
right?
She probably was high at one point. Probably not.
But not during this point.
Pregnant with me.
Not during this point.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So what does she say? Does she believe it was some type of ET being, or was a trick of her imagination? Because it obviously scared her pretty good. So
it's really weird. So she always said that it was, she definitely saw something in her mind. I know she wouldn't lie about that, but she always said that it kind of like, it was like, I don't know, she's sort of superstitious. She always said it was kind of run over like devil or something like that. That's the weird part about it. I don't know how she got aliens and demons mixed up or whatever, but she always just said that it gave her some sort of fear.
Aliens and demons could be one and the same. People just get them mixed up, call them different names. Who knows?
Yeah, I honestly could believe that. I've thought about that a lot too.
It's a wild tale. All right, just before we let you go, though, have you been watching the live stream? Because we're playing this game called What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
Yeah.
What the fuck is in the box?
Yeah, I just got it halfway. All right, so I emptied my mind earlier.
Empty it?
Oh, sorry.
Empty it again.
Okay.
I know it's empty. Re-empty it.
Double empty
it. Put a new bag in there.
Yep. Take out the trash. Empty that mind. Project your mind to Meteor Sound Studio in Kelowna, BC, Canada, Earth. And let us know what's in the box.
I'm seeing a glass. Maybe a chalice, like a beer mug. That's what I keep thinking.
Keeps thinking? Like a beer mug. Something glass. You good,
yeah,
sir.
Like a chalice, a glass.
Are incorrect. That is not what's in the box.
No.
Good try, though. Good try.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for the story. Have a good night.
Yeah, no problem, you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Cheers.
I can't give any hints of what's in the box. So
no, you can't, because if you give hints, then it
then people start guessing.
Then people are starting guessing to the hints. But we want someone to, like, even if someone randomly guesses exactly what's in that box, that is some crazy.
If someone randomly guesses this object, which I can't give any hint, zero hints on, you're a remote viewer.
I'll give you guys a hint. I know nothing that's in the box. I know nothing. He won't tell me. I know it's something. There is something in that box.
There is something in the box. I'm not fucking with people.
That's all I know. He will literally not tell me.
I can't. I know this motherfucker will text someone and be like, hey, call the show.
Hey.
This is what's in the box.
I will. I would. I would, 100%. Now, Zell, if someone's like what percentage are you going to be like, you're close enough?
We've talked about it before, 20 to 80% range. If you're in the 20 to 80% range, I'll say you're pretty close. I'll let you know.
We're going to forward your name to some people who might want to talk to you about.
We will.
You know, we might forge your name to a 3-letter agency. That's all we're saying.
Yep. Careful. All right. Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Oh, shit. Mom?
You are on the show.
You're on the show, and I'm just going to warn you right now. It's overtime, baby. So
it's not quite overtime.
Oh,
never mind. Not yet.
It might be halfway through the call. It might be overtime, so things might take a turn here.
Let's see it. Where are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Brandon. I'm from Tennessee, but I'm calling from DC area.
Calling from DC, right on.
The DMV.
The DMV.
So, I actually have a haunting story for you guys.
Hell yeah! Lay it on us.
So, this was back when I was in high school, probably about 16. I was house sitting with a buddy for his boss. So, you know, we move in, you know, go in after school, whatever, on Friday, watching for the weekend, no big deal. So as we're moving everything in, it's an old Victorian house, you know, probably about 120 years old or so at the time. And it has one of those old, like, padlocks to the, like, old, like, oak hard door.
Yep.
As we're moving everything in, it's just me and him in the house. We go out to the car, the door's locked. As we're moving, like, our stuff and drinks and food and stuff in for the weekend. Like, that's weird. So we go through the basement. I pick the lock, the basement door, go upstairs. Like, okay, maybe that's just a weird thing. No big deal. Check the lock, couldn't find anything. Couldn't, like, recreate it or anything like that. So that happened like 3 or 4 times over that weekend. But the first night, he's sleeping in the master bedroom, which is the door. As soon as you walk through the front door, it's on the right-hand side. I'm sleeping in the living room on the main floor. And I wake up I was sleeping. Don't sound the alarms. But I wake up about 3 a.m., which is, you know, witching hour. So yeah. He was arguing with his girlfriend at the time, earlier that day. So I wake up, I hear like kind of like arguing. It sounds like muffled, you know, arguing upstairs. So when I wake up, I'm thinking, okay.
Hold up.
He didn't want to wake me up.
Hold up.
Whoa. We need some clarification here.
You said woke up.
You said wake. We're here and wake up. So,
that's why I said don't sound the alarms. No.
Hey,
no,
we don't sound the alarms here. You sound the alarms, my friend.
So, all right, that's true. But I wake up at 3 a.m. I get up, so I'm fully awake because I hear arguing upstairs.
Okay.
My thought was he was arguing with his girlfriend. He didn't want to wake me up, so he went upstairs. So all of a sudden, I hear what sounds like a kid, like light feet, running up, or like down the hallway upstairs. My friend is not very light, to say the least. So I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
You calling your friend fat?
So
You saying he's a Porky the Pig or what?
He's a hefty guy.
All right, hefty. Good word.
And so I wake up. I hear that arguing. I hear the feet running. So I get up. I'm like, what is he doing? So I go to check on him. I happen to look into the master bedroom. Somebody's asleep. So I do the white guy, you know, the white guy thing. I'm like, I'm going to go check it out.
So no white guy's ever said that. that's not a white guy thing.
I go upstairs. So I go upstairs.
A white guy goes, I better call the authorities.
I mean, well, but I go upstairs and I go to check it out. So I go to where the footsteps stopped, and it's a bedroom. So my buddy didn't tell me the house we were studying for was her sister is a famous Broadway actress. This woman was weird when she was a kid.
Listen, all drama kids are weird when they're kids.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
That is true. He didn't tell me, but her closet was her journal. So Sharpies, crayons, pencils, pens. She wrote her journal in her closet on the wall. So I go into this house, or into the thing, and there's only one door.
Did they own this house?
It's empty.
Yeah, what's going on here?
His boss owned the house. He was house sitting while she was out of town. So I go.
Wait.
There's only one.
So this is his boss's house, and yeah. This chick is writing her journal on the walls in Sharpie.
Right. This is her like childhood home that she lives in. Like she bought it. She lived there. You know.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I go into the house or go into the closet, pull the little like string hanging from the ceiling. See a bunch of writing. I flip the fuck out. So I go down and wake him up. And he was like, okay. He goes, oh yeah, dude, that was her journal. No big deal. And I'm like, you're not going to.
That's no big deal. My spouse is just a fucking serial killer who writes her manifesto on the walls of our place. No big deal. Don't worry about it.
So I stayed Friday. So after Saturday, after the door locked,
hold on. Did he act like you were being invasive by reading her journal?
Right, he was.
What?
From like 20 years ago when she was a kid.
That's private.
Wow.
So, right. Not mentioning the arguing and the little kid running upstairs that I heard. He didn't even care about that. Because he never heard it. So Saturday.
Did you write? Night, did you read what my girlfriend wrote on the walls? Because that's her journal, and that's private, my friend.
It was a basic, like, you know, little kid nonsense. But so Saturday, the door locks a couple times. Saturday night, we're, you know, getting ready for bed or whatever, and I hear the same thing. After that, I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going home. I'm like, hey, I'm not staying here.
Yeah,
no doubt. But
so fast forward about 3 years, I joined the military, I joined the Navy, and I'm in training and I'm in my schooling, and I call my ex-wife, who was my fiance at the time. And my fiance at the time was like, I hate this house. And I was like, why? And she's like
there's fucking, you know, the kids will be taking Jiffy that. Marker all over the fucking walls.
She never said a word about the place. Like, she didn't tell me who it was or who owned it or anything like that. She just told me the kids will be sleeping on the couch beside me, and I'll hear the kids playing and running around upstairs. Or, you know, it sounds like the kids are playing and running around upstairs. And I was like, is this so-and-so's house? And she's like, how did you know? And I was like, well, like 2-3 years ago, I had the same experience. One of the kids had an imaginary friend that never left the house. and her name was Catherine. And this kid was like six at the time. And her imaginary friend, she said, Catherine wears a white dress. She lived next door. Her parents died in a fire in the house next door.
Oh, fuck. Nope.
And I was like, well, I know which house you're talking about. And it was just weird that this kid had an imaginary friend only when her dad lived in that house. And that kid never, or her imaginary friend never left the house.
Weird.
So that's definitely one house when I go back home and visit, I say I will never get near again.
You will burn it down.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
No one's inside. I mean, if I didn't, but burn it down.
If I wouldn't get arrested, I would definitely burn that place down.
You won't get arrested if you're sneaky about
that's
it.
That's what it means. That is true.
If you tell the cops, hey, motherfuckers, this house is severely haunted. It had to go. They go, eh,
but it was just,
okay.
It was weird that, you know, a hard padlock door that you have to, like, turn the lock on itself two or three, you know, a couple times, like, throughout the weekend. And what I heard upstairs was what my ex-wife heard upstairs, and the girl she was watching had an imaginary friend in that house that would not leave the house.
Super weird.
I have no idea.
It's so fun.
I'm pretty, you know, like, I'm a skeptic, you know, like, I try not to, like, everything's haunted, but that place
it's freaks
me out.
It's haunted, man.
All right. Well, we want to know one question.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What the fuck's in the box?
What's in the box?
But before you answer, make sure you clear your mind.
Yeah.
Send your consciousness through the atmosphere, ionosphere, whatever sphere you can get to. Drop your mind down into Meteor Sound Studio in Kelowna, BC, and tell me what's in the box.
Yeah, pulled up the live feed, and I heard you saying this earlier while I was driving. I want to go with baseball, possibly card, but I'm going to go with a baseball.
What did you see a picture of a baseball in your mind, or are you just guessing a baseball? Or I'm trying to how do you come to this?
I felt baseball whenever you first asked the first person. Whenever I had it playing in my car, I pictured a baseball.
All
so
right.
I want to say card, but I'm going to go with baseball.
A baseball. Listen, my friend. You are wrong. That is not what's in the box.
Dude, you had me. I was like, did this guy just guess it? Was it a baseball?
Was not a baseball.
It? Fuck. Well,
hey, all right.
It's not what's in the box, but
hey, sucks to suck.
But no, guys. All right. Before I get off, I want to say I actually just found your podcast probably about around Christmas time when I was driving to see my kids in 13-hour drive, and I just randomly came across it, and I've listened to the entire podcast with my drive
and at work.
Awesome.
Love what you guys do. Keep doing what you do.
I got a question for you. Did you find cosmic channels, or did you find alien theorists theorizing first?
Alien theorists theorizing.
Right on. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
I heard one, and then I just went back from the beginning, and I just started my way up. So first time calling.
You poor sucker.
Long time listener. First time caller.
Poor sucker. I had to listen to those early episodes. Sorry. All right, man.
All right, man.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Cheers. Should we take one more? What are you feeling?
You know what I'm doing? You know what I'm doing since we're in overtime?
What?
Next caller doesn't get to tell a story. They just guess what's in the box. That's it.
That's it. Listen, hello, motherfucker. We don't care about your story.
We don't care about your
story, all right?
What's in the box?
We don't give a shit about your story. We want to know what the hell's in the box.
What's in the box?
Tell us what's in the box.
I have to say a cup.
A cup?
Yes.
Wrong. Next.
All right, get another call. Let's see what it is.
We told you, overtime, Cosmic Channel's overtime.
This is well into overtime.
Do whatever we want. Call back. What's in the box? Take a few more callers, and I'm going to tell you what's in the box at the end. All right.
Why are you going to tell us what's in the box? You got to keep. Is it a new item every week?
Every week, new item.
It's Uncle Slam, and I think.
Uncle Slam, what's in the box?
A third through 17th chakra. It's a garment of some type.
A garment?
like a garment. I'm like a piece of clothing worn on the upper body, perhaps a shirt.
Perhaps a shirt. Slam, love you, but you're wrong. Peace, next.
Yeah, fucking all cap, no cattle on that guess. Woo!
All right, what's in the box? A few more calls here. Let's go. All right, what's in the box? Cosmic
Channels.
What's
in the box?
Is it a potato in a box of Hooked on Phonics?
Funny guy.
We got a funny guy here.
Nope. Next. All right. A couple more guesses of what's in the box, then we'll end this Cosmic Channels.
What's in the box?
We're
in overtime here, baby.
No one else wants to guess and get hung up on?
Well, fuck you then.
All right. I'm going to give 10-second countdown for one more call for what's in the box. And then I'm going to tell you what's in the box. And we'll put a new object in there next week.
I like the new object every week because then it's not, we can't get a random, you know, eventually
someone will guess it.
Eventually within 100 years, someone will guess what's in the box if we never change it. We're looking for those psychic abilities.
All right. Last call of the night. What's in the fucking box?
Is it a stapler?
It is not a stapler, but thank you for guessing.
Damn.
All right. That's it. Cosmic Channels is done. I'm going to tell you what's in the box.
In the box? Bring it open.
Let me get this box from over here. So I didn't lie. This is a mic box. This is from a Neumann TLM 103 mic box.
Yeah. And this week, what was in the box?
This week in the box, I'm going to reach into the box. Scissors.
Scissors with a red handle. That's an everyday item. That's easily guessable.
I'm not trying to punk people. It's just a regular item. I found it, put it in the box.
Hey, listen, we're not being mean here. We're looking for talented individuals. And if you didn't guess that, you're obviously not talented. And we only want the best psychic readers to forward their names to three-letter agencies.
We want the goddamn Jesse Ventura of remote viewers.
Yeah. We want a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus is what we're looking for of whatever that is, remote viewing, boxes.
Astral projection, you name it, some type of psychic ability. We want you. So next Cosmic Channels, please call back.
I would say the closest, stapler.
Stapler was, you know?
It was close.
It's an office supply.
Closest.
I would say it's an office supply.
Yeah, it's office supply. It's in the ballpark. Whoever guessed stapler, hone those skills.
You had the genre right.
You were obviously in. Maybe you just didn't let your mind clear. You grasped too quick. Just let it sit. Let it salivate a little bit before you call and guess. Next week, next Cosmic Channels, which is
April 10th.
We'll have another what's in the box. It'll be a new item. It will not be scissors with a red handle.
Nope.
Or will it?
Or will it?
Nobody knows. All right. That's it for Cosmic Channels. Thanks, everyone.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant, Sweet Tango Apples, guilty. On all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.